from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Jones fakes the give on 2nd and 8. Pumps, and he's going to be sacked. No, he gets rid of it last moment. It's picked off for a touchdown.
There's your
Jalen
guy.
Petrie to the end zone. Pick 6, short range.
Into right field, here comes Leon. Pedro is going to make a catch at his ankles for the final out of the game. Leon picks that one off the turf as he just barely gets to that ball around ankle high for the final out. A 3-pitcher combined shutout. The Astros win the series. They now maintain their 4-game lead in the AL West.
Yeah. Hey.
How about a little bit of Framber Valdez in your life?
That's it, man. Mm. A little Framber Valdez, a little Jalen Petrie, little Texans. Hey, Ben.
Who's the better quarterback, Daniel Jones or Framber Valdez?
Framber, easily.
Yeah. You'd be a better quarterback
now. A little dicey about a lefty.
You might have to explain the rules of the game to
a
him.
Little quirky,
you know,
there's
I
that.
Don't, you know, I don't know if he was a huge football that, fan or
I
not.
I don't think there's much doubt, man. And I don't think there's much doubt. We got a lot of good news this weekend. Have you heard it? Have you heard the good news? Because we got good news on the Astros front. We got good news on the Texans front. The Astros, a 4-game lead now in the AL West.
Oh,
they take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox.
Oh, they've got a lead that they can divide by 2. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is.
You could lose half of your next 4 games and still be up by, well, no.
They're up by 2 on the Mariners twice.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
So the Astros up by 4 on the Mariners, and the Texans looked really good against the Giants, and it's a preseason game. It's a team that sucks. But they destroyed, other than a flurry of Daniel Jones circus passes to Malik Nabers in the 2nd quarter, they took that bad team to the woodshed.
Sean, I saw you this morning and I just went into an immediate tirade because, as we saw, Daniel Jones was horrendous in that game. Even on his passes to Malik Nabers, he was horrendous.
Low percentage, irreplicable throws.
You know how good you have to be to undo all of the damage you've done already. You know, you can't do that unless you're like one of the really special quarterbacks. Like Tom Brady's allowed to throw 3 picks in 90 seconds and then still come back.
Yeah.
But I got a text from a really smart friend of mine. About, like, so Daniel Jones got cut, huh? What are you guys going to... I'm like, what are you talking about? I have zero clue. This is my job. What are you talking about? I got, like, 10 different messages from people about Daniel Jones getting cut.
Wow.
Apparently, like, some people with some blue check marks and a bunch of followers had tweeted out that Daniel Jones got cut. But the problem was, I had to spend time debunking what somebody had told me because, as improbable as it would be, and as economically unviable as it would be, I actually wouldn't be 100% surprised if Daniel Jones got cut.
It was a cuttable performance by Daniel Jones.
Joe Shane is in a position right now where Malik Nabers might be good enough to prop up Daniel Jones enough that Daniel Jones gets his third contract.
Yeah, they've done this.
And then they'll let Malik Nabers go.
That's what happened in 2022.
Yeah. I really like him though. So, yeah, the Texans,
he's our most popular player.
I think the most encouraging thing, and I'm not being snarky about the Giants being a bad team. So discount all the stuff the Texans did. I think the Texans did what you should do versus a bad team. A bad team in the Giants, it still does have some big names. And
especially defensively.
Spent heavily in free agency, yeah. Everything there. They did some good things. They did some really good things. The Dameon Pierce conundrum remains the biggest mystery on this team right now. I doubt we'll see Joe Mixon in a game uniform before
week one.
Before week one,
yeah.
Which it's a little bit of it's a leap of faith right now that it's just going to be that much better. But the starters versus other team starters, the Texans haven't been able to run the ball.
Yeah, they haven't. They haven't. Now, they did move the ball very efficiently through the air until they got to the red zone. That was my first big takeaway was, okay, CJ was making all the throws he was making last year, even the ones that got called back because of penalties. I mean, that throw, the two
one
throws,
that Brevin Jordan's got, the holding, that, yeah, boy, that was a beautiful play.
That was to Tank. That's the one I'm talking about. There were two throws that CJ made in that game where I'm like, okay, if I'm the rest of the league, I'm like, ah, crap. he's good again this year. It was the throw to Tank Dell on the play where there was a hold from Brevin Jordan. And then after the Stingley interception, where they were backed up on their 1 yard line, they tried to run the ball out of the end zone on first down with Dameon Pierce, who barely got out of the end zone.
Yeah.
And then on second down, they just go empty. They go five wide empty, and CJ just pops one to Dalton Schultz for 26 yards. And that's the one where if I'm the other team or other teams watching that game, I'm like, we're supposed to be able to rationalize interceptions inside the five-yard line as a punt that pins them deep.
Right.
And he just drops back, and there's clutter there, but it doesn't matter. Just whoop. Right to Dalton Schultz.
It's 7-on-7.
It's 7-on-7,
which is a loaded drill. The 7-on-7 is, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool to see. And so that part of it is fun.
Yeah.
The offensive line, I'm encouraged about the offensive line.
What'd you think of Scruggs and Kenyon Green?
Good. Good. Yeah. Just good. Yeah. Especially in pass protection versus a really good defensive line.
Yeah.
So it's preseason. I don't know. You never know how much a guy like Dexter Lawrence might be phoning in or not, but that's the guy that showed up on the field and he didn't do much. The one batted pass that he had in the red zone was because he was stuck at the line of scrimmage. So that was how he made an impact on that play.
Oh boy, did you watch Blake Fisher and Brian Burns on that play? Brian Burns spin moved Blake Fisher like Blake Fisher was still in his 3-point stance. and Brian Burns. Go back and find it, Seth. Brian Burns eased up on C.J. Stroud. He could have waylaid C.J. Stroud. And I don't know if it's a sportsmanship thing or if he was just nervous about a 15-yard penalty.
That's not the time you want to get a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
A fine, more
specifically. And it's in the red zone, too. And it was fourth down. That's probably most of why, because it was fourth down and you're getting off the field. But, boy, Brian Burns could have really, really destroyed. And then the narrative becomes like, why is CJ out there with a rookie left tackle?
Yeah.
It was bad.
That was when they went empty like that, too. That is also out there with a rookie left tackle.
Yeah, man.
So this is where I am with Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher had some also really good reps against Brian Burns.
He did.
But it's always that, remember the old full, the guy with the Polynesian name that was...
Xavier Suofilo?
Xavier Suofilo.
Yeah.
So, Xavier Suofilo. Remember, he looked really, really good for stretches.
Yeah.
Until he got beat really bad.
The bad was bad.
Yeah, and it's hard with an offensive lineman. Even though offensive linemen like to say, well, I played a great game except for those two snaps. Like, yeah, that's the point.
Yep.
You can't get beat so fast that your quarterback isn't even at the back of his drop before you get hit.
Yeah.
So, with Blake Fisher, it's the consistency right now. I am optimistic about him in the long term. It's all right, but how quickly can you continue to progress? Especially, it's hard to go from left to right, and he did it in college, but it's just at a different level in the NFL. So if he has to play left tackle or right tackle, that becomes that one more thing that might slow him down.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
John Metchie was a big story in this game. John Metchie is somebody who, at least among media types like myself, was on the bubble, is on the bubble, maybe still, who knows? It's one game, but I think everybody's rooting for John Metchie for sure. He had a big game. He had a big game on Saturday. He had six catches, 68 yards, a touchdown, got in the end zone for the first time in his NFL career. Here was CJ Stroud on John Metchie's big day.
Yeah, first and foremost, just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Metchie has been working really hard. You know, he's a great friend of mine, somebody who I have a lot of love for. And, you know, it's just exciting to see him and him able to put all his talents and things on display. So, you know, I'm really excited for him. I think he's going to be a great addition to our team, and you know, be able to have him fully healthy and you know, feeling back in football shape. So, you know, I'm very excited for him, and it's only just beginning for him.
My feeling on Metchie for the last few weeks has been it's going to end one of two ways for him in this camp. He's either making the team or he's getting traded. I don't think he gets cut because I think he's got value. But his value now after Saturday looks like the possession arrow might be pointed towards his value being with the Texans,
well,
which is great.
You know, and the one other option would have been if you try to stash him on practice squad. But the Texans were in that bind of, all right, man, we got to see if this guy keeps developing. He shows up on film, and now I don't think you could stash him on practice squad. Well, you would get, because once you're on practice squad, you're a free agent.
But you'd have to clear waivers to get to the practice squad.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, so I don't think somebody would pick him up. Would pick him up. Yeah. So Metchie, really good game. The defense. We heard Petrie's pick six coming in. Derek Stingley Jr. had another Derek Stingley Jr. pick. It was a bad throw by Daniel Jones. He should have put more air under it, obviously. But man, Stingley might have the best hands on the team.
I think he's remarkable. I think Daniel Jones might have been trying to go back shoulder on him or something, which is a dumb thing to do on Derek Stingley. Like, go back shoulder on the guys that don't look back for the ball and all of that. Like, there's no back shouldering Derek Stingley without being at extreme risk for interception, especially when it wasn't even a good back shoulder throw.
You had a tweet about Petrie last night.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
I don't even remember.
You did. You were excited about him. Yeah, you were excited about his tackle.
I forgot about I never know which outlet I'm putting stuff out on.
It was X. It was the artist.
I forgot I had done that. I was just like, supposedly I'm supposed to be active on X. I can't. Okay, here you go. Jalen Petrie. So again, I got annoyed because I tweeted that out and then people kept pointing out, well, it was a preseason game. I don't care about the fact that it was a preseason game. There's certain parts of the fundamentals of Jalen Petrie's game that have gotten a lot better, specifically his tackling. So there were two things. For one, the play he made in the backfield showed really good veteran type patience in terms of settling down, lowering and then making the tackle.
Well, he's been working on this.
Like, I could totally see a version of Jalen Petrie that would have gone after Daniel Jones and hit him after the ball had already been handed off or something like that. But then he's got his arms out wide. Like, he's using good tackling technique. And then the other play where he caught the ball caught out in the flat, like, instead of going for a monstrous hit, he settled in, lowered his pad level, and secured the tackle. In previous years, that would have been a hip drop. Somebody would have hip dropped it because that's a perfect situation. Yeah. And I was glad because it showed. I used to get so upset at people decrying the banning of the hip drop because the hip drop's a lazy play.
Right.
It means you don't want to. It means you want to stop dropping your driving your feet and just actually making a tackle. Jalen kept driving his feet. He ended up getting the ball carrier to the sideline, and then he started going for the ball. He had Alshire coming in, you know, to swarm to
clean it up.
Yeah. Yep. So the fundamentals, regardless of whether it's preseason or what opponent you're playing, the fundamentals you can see are definitely different for him this year.
Yeah, that's a great observation on Petrie. It was good to see, man. 28-10, they beat the Giants, and the Astros take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. They expand their lead. They're up 4 games. Times are good. Things are good. No more Saturdays without college football. It's a great time to be alive, man. Yeah, college
football. We got Canadian football up on the TV this morning.
No more Wednesdays without Canadian football. What days do they play in the Canadian Football League? They play on weekends?
They go on the metric system up there, so I don't even know if the days are the same.
I don't know what they're named.
I think today is Thursday in Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today
and it's spelled with 2 U's.
Today is fromage.
They put a U at the end of every day.
There you go. All right.
One dog.
Yep. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Reaction Monday. We're reacting to everything today. Up next, let's shift over to the Astros. I have crossed over. The one thing we've been watching with the Astros in this entire race that they've been in, I have flipped now. I've got my eyes on something else when it comes to the Astros in this season. We'll get you up to speed on everything and an injury that kind of popped up late last week that could be problematic for the Astros. We'll get to that. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.